a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com. Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM. For Radio Art by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk builds. This is the house that funk builds.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
This is.
Hello. You are listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territories today here on UBC campus. My name is Nolsey. I'm joined by Owen and a very special guest, Isaac Schwein, the drummer of the legendary Exit Strategy. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, round of applause, everybody out there. Yeah. Clapping. Not if you're driving, though.
Yeah. This is going to be a good one. We're having a drumming special episode today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, Isaac, welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to play some stuff.
Yeah, so around here on Mixotroph, if you're not familiar, we just like to play a mix of weird stuff. So that's kind of just what we're going to go for today. Just a bunch of interesting songs with drumming. And we're going to be playing some kind of jazz stuff, some math rock, I believe.
We got some crazy stuff.
Yeah, so buckle up. It's going to be a lot of it's going to be a lot of fun today. So Yeah, I think we're going to get into this, the song that you're listening to now in the background, Fugazi, Long Division. So Fugazi is like 90s like rock group. Yeah. I haven't really listened to these guys at all.
Yeah, they're like alternative, is like post, like hardcore.
Yeah, I think hardcore, like yeah. They kind of came out of like some of the bands of the like hardcore scene and early emo scene, and then they sort of started messing around with like that formula a lot, and they're some of the first ones to like do that, take those influences into like more complex rhythms and melodies and stuff.
Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. Fugazi, good name too. I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, definitely a big cultural influence on a lot of, not even in like rock music or anything involving guitars.
Yeah, so for sure. Yeah. Cool. So this next one we're getting into is called Oh My God by The Police. Police, I grew up on this. My dad loves The Police.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Is that just like a dad thing? To
yeah, I guess so. Like both my parents really like them, but like Stuart Copeland, the drummer, is like one of my favorites ever. A lot of drummers agree with that. Like, he's just very influential.
Very, yeah, intuitive style of drumming. Yeah. It just really fits the sound really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to play this one, and then we're going to come back and debrief a little bit.
All right, let's hear it. Space between us.
She is black and blue.
This is Mixotroph, 101.9 FM, drum episode.
What's good, Vancouver?
Yep, we were playing, what is up? We're playing music with drumming. That last track was called Thoughts. The one before then was called Oh My God, selected by Isaac, our drumming friend, who's going to be bringing lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, what do we have to say about that last one? I think you picked that one? Yeah.
It was one of my picks. I've been really digging pulp jazz is the genre of like kind of easy listening.
Is
but
it like, yeah. Is it like kind of like Pulp Fiction? Like it has the same connotation?
So I don't really. I think it's kind of just like stuff that's not super challenging and kind of has elements of jazz, but it's not like super like demanding intellectually. It's kind of just mixed with some groove stuff.
That's offensive to Herbie Hancock.
I mean, I wouldn't consider Herbie Hancock as much. Like, I think a pulp jazz is like more of a recent like thing. Like Greg Foate kind of does that sort of music, like just kind of groove centered. This next one, what I'm playing right now, is I think this is more like space funk kind of thing. Wow. You know, like Herbie, when he was really into that fusion
stuff.
Can hear
the nice bells in there.
We've got some alternate percussion. You know, the drum kit can have some extra attachments on it.
Makes it a lot more interesting when they include that.
Do you ever drum with a cowbell?
I used to a bit. I got into it for a while and then I lost like the mount for it and I haven't gotten another one. But it's pretty fun to mess around on, but I haven't found like an actually musically good use for it yet.
Yeah, but it can be good. I mean, I don't know what. So, for those of you that don't know, Isaac's band Exit Strategy is punk. So his kind of drumming, it's not like there's so much you can do in different genres with drums and percussion, especially when like we like a lot of, you know, world music, a lot of African rhythms and Brazilian stuff incorporates different sounds rather than the standard kit that you have in like traditional rock or punk settings. But like, I don't know, so throughout your like learning of the instrument, like were there different points like where you were picking up using different kinds of drums, or like you were drawn towards different sounds, or is it mostly just
I mean, I grew up doing like school band stuff and like orchestral percussion, so I got to try out some fun percussion instruments throughout that. Like I always enjoyed them a lot, but I'd like to work more into like the music I make. I haven't really gone that direction yet. I was really into vibraphone for a while. Like that's really fun to play. That's definitely my favorite percussion instrument aside from like the kit. But it'd be cool to work some like punk cowbell into some of our new songs.
I love cowbell. I used to actually play a bit of cowbell. I joined like a school band in my
And they put you on cowbell.
I was trying to play the kit.
Yeah.
But this handsome chap by the name of Louis Pandolfi was the drummer, and I was cymbal man. That's what I was referred
cymbal
to.
Cymbal man's important too.
Thank you.
At least you weren't the sleigh bell guy. Like ultimate relegation.
It's like a timeout.
Right. It was fun. It was. I would. You know, not to hate. Cowbell is cool. That's kind of what we're trying to say here. Anyway, so we're going to get into another pick of mine for this next one. It's called Jazz Crimes, and I think you'll like it. It's got some creative stuff going on. So, by Joshua Redman. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mixed Trough Drum Special. That last track was called Eye Tracking by Immortal Onion.
Best band name I've heard in a while.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of hard to beat. Apparently the Polish group.
Polish random time signature group. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
All their stuff is in like the craziest time signatures ever. It's like breaks your brain to listen to.
Yeah, that sort of stuff is yeah, we were reflecting on this the other day. It's just like how standardized like 4/4 time and Western music is, but it's refreshing to hear some weird stuff like that. Like our brain is like, wait, that's not where the beat's supposed to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're just told that's where the beat's supposed to go. Right?
Yeah, society.
It's like a lot of folk music in different places. Like I think like Turkish music is like 9/8. Mm. You know,
yep.
There's a lot of different places where it's just like that's the norm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Versus
it's
just so-called Western music. You know.
Yeah.
They tell us it has to be a certain way.
So this next one I'm playing right now, this is another kind of more experimental pick of yours, Isaac. Abe Rounds.
Yeah, this whole album's really cool. Like, there's a lot of cool percussion layering. Like, he plays a lot of different instruments over the top of each other and has, like, just really full sound that I really enjoy.
Sweet. Let's just get into it. This one's called Mafongo.
We'll be right back.
There Comes a Time by the Tony Williams Lifetime. We're getting into some pretty out there stuff now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I like the creative stuff. I like that you guys put some of the really like whack stuff in as well.
I think that's cool. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to be done. Like, this is kind of the drums in this track are a bit more buried, but it kind of has this atmospheric sound rather than it just being driving a track, which is usually the role in most of the drumming we hear. And so Tony Williams played with Miles Davis a lot, so we all know like how experimental he was in his career.
And Tony Williams, I feel like, really like, yeah, just like, I love drummers that have a very creative use of the set that's like different than what people are always used to, which is why I really like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's really great.
Yeah. It's like the bongo player was the groove there, and he's just adding the percussion.
Exactly, like no snare hits or anything. It's like very untraditional, but it fits the music really well still.
Yeah, and it's fun to see like in like new jazz, like modern jazz kind of context, that those kind of ideas being played out and through different drummers. And speaking of chaotic drummers, this next one is by one of my favorites. I'm sure you guys enjoy his his stuff as well, Lewis Cole.
Yeah, so sick.
So much to say about this guy, but we're just gonna play the track. It's called The Abyss, and yeah, it's some pretty crazy stuff.
We run pillars of fire, heard with the eyes. We are not
You're listening to Mixtrope on CITR 101.9 FM. That last track was called Nurse by Biotalia. Come into Vancouver soon if you liked that track. Come check it out. The one before was called So Much for the Fourth Wall by the ladies. We were talking about how insane this drummer is. Zach Hill, right?
He's like well known from Hella and Death Grips, but he's got like some cool side projects from throughout the years, like that one, The Ladies, with the pinback vocalist, and we're gonna play another one here soon. Bygones, I think the project's okay. called.
Sounds good. Yeah. Getting more into that just crazy technical stuff.
Yeah, he's double just kick. Like the best.
It's pretty crazy stuff. So yeah, this one is called Not What It Is, But What It's Not. Zach Hill on the drums there. Not what it is, but what it's not. So, Isaac, you were just saying something about Drumgasm?
Yeah, he has, like, this track out with, I think it's with two other drummers. Yeah. I forget who they are. I don't know if you know.
No, they're not important.
Yeah, they're not important.
Goat Zach Hill.
He's on it, and it's just, like, a, like, 30-minute track of just, like,
drumming.
The sickest drumming ever with a bunch of, like, different kits in the same room, I think, and... Yeah, definitely worth listening if you want your ears melted.
If you love drumming and you're just, I don't know, it takes you on a journey.
Yeah,
I've only listened to it all the way through once. Like, obviously, it's like just drums.
Yeah, yeah. If you want other instruments, it's not the right song for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, it's pushing the limits of what can be done with drums.
Yeah, and there is a lot that can be done.
It's inspiring.
And yeah. I mean, I think that's a good segue because another thing that's pushed rhythms forward is obviously digitally programmed drums, which is what we're listening to now by Venetian Snares. So Yeah, a lot of interesting. And when you look at, we covered like house music a couple weeks back, and just looking at, thinking about what came from that, mm-hmm. like jungle and like acid house, like a lot of that stuff incorporated like specifically jungle, like these crazy break beats and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it's making a lot more into popular culture these days. Yeah. A lot more break beats, you know, and like hyper pop.
Yeah, definitely.
I think
just
so,
like
yeah.
chopping and speeding up drums, and you know, I've even seen some like clips of drummers like doing break beats like on a drum kit.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, really
yeah.
Some full circle.
Yeah.
It's yeah. crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, I feel like it's really fun just hearing people play around with rhythm in a way that, like, sometimes you just, like, physically can't on an actual drum
yeah.
kit. Like, you can get some really good ideas from it.
Yeah. And, like, we're talking about, like, the layering as well. There's a lot of potential you can do with that.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Which we're definitely hearing here with yeah. futuristic stuff. So, yeah, this is, unfortunately, we're reaching the end of our radio hour here on the Mixotroph, but we would like to give some special shout-outs to the music events happening this weekend. So first and foremost, Exit Strategy, Isaac's band. Do you want to tell us when and where these people can attend this phenomenal two sets you're playing this
yeah,
weekend?
Yeah, if you want to see us this weekend... We're playing Friday at UBC on The Nest and Sunday at Red Gate. So, yeah, we're releasing some songs soon. So if you want to hear them, you should come out and hear the new stuff.
Sneak peek.
Yeah, yep. sneak peek. Exactly.
You're not going to need an exit strategy because once you're there, it's just going to be absolute insanity.
Yeah, stay there, please. Don't leave in the middle of our set.
Don't get it. Go anywhere. So that's what's going on. Also, this Saturday at Tyrant Studios is going to be Los Duendes. I always love putting those guys on. Great cumbia fusion jazz stuff. And yeah, also Goose Hunt happening this weekend. Get excited for that.
Blank Vinyl Project, a club at UBC. They put on a festival showcasing live music every year. It's
yep.
at Kerner's Pub on UBC campus. I'm going.
Yeah,
it's indie.
I'm going.
It's indie sleaze theme. So
yes, I still don't really know what that means.
Yeah, get, it's like send some outfit ideas, please.
Yeah, I don't know. Just there's the indie sleaze like Instagram account. Just look up indie sleaze.
Okay.
They post like I don't know, like Chloe 70 and you know like fashion icons from mm-hmm. like 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah, solid.
It's like it's like skinny jeans and like a tie.
Okay, I have a tie.
And I'll like, have to get a tie.
Sorry, I love dubstep more than you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be a great time.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's going to be it from us. Thanks again, Isaac, for showing up.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's just super fun to explore some weird drumming stuff. Hopefully it doesn't scare you away, I promise. We're not that weird. We're going to play some more different world music probably in 2 weeks from now, maybe Thursday.
Yeah.
4 to 5. So yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks to all the friends and family who are logged in. And just a reminder, Exit Strategy tomorrow night and Sunday night at Redgate.
If you're not there, we will find you.
We will find you.
We
know where you are.
Yeah, watch out.
We have your address.
Yep.
Probably it's probably in Vancouver.
Probably.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Yeah. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Peace out, Vancouver.
Ceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasquia Mustayo. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam people.